Time is 7:53. Joining me in our makeshift studio is Kayla Diamond. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
All good, and you?
All right. So tell me about the your committee. What is it?
So we are the outreach committee, and we currently have 182 members.
Wow.
In our committee.
182 members.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And what I love about outreach is we focus a lot on, obviously, external initiatives, but a lot on internal, because we believe that charity starts at home.
Right.
So we have done a lot of internal initiatives this year.
All right. So tell me about some of the initiatives, and let's start with the deeds tree.
Okay. So this morning we decided to do a deeds tree when everyone walked into school. So basically we tied notes with different deeds on it, like compliment your friend, hold a door open for someone. And we tied these notes to the tree, and then people pulled them off the tree and did the deed.
Oh, that is so cool. How do you encourage people to do that? You know, how do you, you know, change an environment or create an environment where people see a note on a deeds tree and they say, yeah, you know what, that's cool, I'm going to take one.
I mean, I must be honest, I think the school is amazing like that. I think everybody in the school, yeah, they all just do it.
It's part of the ethos.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And how often do you do that sort of thing?
So this was our launch of the deeds tree, so it's our first time. But every single Friday we do a Shabbos collection for various organizations.
Right.
So this week's Shabbos collection was for the fire in Alex.
Right.
Yeah.
And how do you create this awareness? Because obviously, you're looking within South Africa primarily, or is it could be further afield?
We mainly focus on South Africa, but we do go to Israel.
All right. Yeah. So let's just take South Africa as a place that you're doing this outreach. How do you decide? Because I mean, there are so many things. Unfortunately, as we're living in a country that the need is tremendous. Poverty exists. We've got, from street children, orphans, 100%. AIDS orphans. It's almost limitless. How do you decide which of the initiatives you want to get behind?
So a lot of the initiatives we do have been done for the past 10 years.
Right. So they're ones that you...
Yeah, we've carried on and we have added in. So we visit Bumblebee Crash every few weeks. We have done initiatives with the Smile Foundation. Doing initiatives with Africa Tikkun, with Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital. So we do have a lot of new and exciting things coming up, but we also keep to the initiatives that we've been doing.
But I suppose you want sustainability.
Absolutely.
You don't want to start an initiative, you know, go into an orphanage or wherever it would be, assist and then disappear.
Definitely. We want to create that connection with the kids so they all know our names, we know their names, we've really got that connection with them.
And I know it's a strange question, but is the Awareness Committee, from a gender perspective, somewhat balanced, or do you find more girls get involved, more boys get involved? What's your observation there?
So I mean, I think that there are a lot more girls in outreach, but they're obviously, I mean, I think this year all the grade eights that have joined mainly have been boys,
right?
So there is a massive group of boys that have joined.
Absolutely incredible. Tell me one more initiative that you're going to be involved with this year.
So we know that charity starts at home, so we start an initiative called Touch by Outreach, where we give the security guards a package every single Friday. So we give them a packet of chips, a chocolate, a drink, and then we write them a note to just say that we appreciate them. And one of the security guards had told me that he made a scrapbook of all of the notes that we had given him. So he's got a book with everything in it.
Unbelievable is that. Okay, that's just become my favorite story. That is absolutely fantastic. Kayla Diamond, she's head of outreach here at King David Linksfield. Inspirational. Where do you go from here? I mean, are you going to continue this type of work after school?
Absolutely. It's where my passion lies.
Right. Absolutely wonderful. And the amazing thing is that you've got a space within a school environment.
Definitely. It's an amazing platform.
Instead of just coming to school, doing your work, going home, you actually are able to follow a passion and to follow something that's important to you. A really, really incredible. Kayla Diamond, thank you for chatting to us. So, Nati, what's your impression?
Absolutely.
Do you want to come back to school?
Yes. I'll come back to school and you, be schooled.
You want to be schooled, and you just, and look, it's not all about the breakfast, Hazel Nachi.
No, it's not. You're, and I'm so full. I'm so nice and full.
So Nachi's the happiest person in the world. She's sitting outside half in the sun. Where there's no air conditioning because she doesn't like the air conditioning in the studio, and it is absolute, and of course they are feeding her constantly. So how bad can it be? Time is 7:59. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's your Balagamba Boker on 101.9 High FM. We'd love to hear from you on 34519. That's the SMS line, or you can send a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Let's go to news headlines, followed by the news.